studio.
What's up?
It's Motivation Monday. We are here with you. This is Sell or Die, the best podcast east of the Mississippi River and west of the Mississippi River, I should add.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's Monday. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote the Little Red Book of Selling and the Sales Manifesto.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, founder and author of the best-selling book, Sales in a New York Minute.
And we are fresh back from Outbound, which was held this past week in Atlanta, Georgia, to the tune of about 1,000 people and a dozen speakers.
It was un-fucking believable.
Yeah, it was pretty
cool. I'm sorry,
cool.
I paused because I forgot if we were rated E, but we are.
I don't think that there was a better conference that I've attended of that genre. I think it was clearly the best.
Absolutely. Every speaker gave value, including ourselves, obviously.
Yeah,
but it's rare when every speaker there is truly there to help other people because they just chose people who all were in alignment with their values. And the guys who put it on, Jeb and Anthony and Mike and Mark, are really just amazing, incredible people. And they created that in a full room of people. It was awesome.
I think there was a bunch of stuff there that I had not seen before. First of all, the screens were just absolutely unbelievable.
The screens were huge.
The AV, Jeb put it, he goes, yeah, the AV here costs more than your house, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But it was effective. The audience totally loved it. I think that's the main thing. The audience totally loved it. So I gave my talk on the very first day, and I had the privilege of being introduced by a sibling.
A sibling?
Well, one of my kids. That's what they call them. Siblings, I think.
They
call them that. Well, here's the deal.
I think it's a kid.
It was so damn effective that, what's a sibling? My brother or sister?
Yeah, that would be like your brother or sister.
Hello.
Yeah.
Jeopardy.
Guys, Jeffrey has not had his coffee today.
I lost all the points.
Make sure if you're watching us on Facebook, make sure you say, hey, let us know you're here. Like Ken, what's up?
Yeah.
Wes, Glenn, you guys, Alex, we're glad you guys are all here right now. And I'm glad you love our new set. We love it too.
Glenn Bill a big shout out on my Instagram.
It's not Glenn Bill. It's Glenn Caldwell.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, if you're ever here, you're listening to this, I gave you a big shout out on Instagram. Did you acknowledge it? No. Well, maybe you did. I don't know.
But this new set is all thanks to our production team, Doug, Nada, Steve. Thank you guys.
And Alex, we're definitely here to lift a finger.
Oh, yeah. We love leaving the country for 3 weeks and coming back to a massive surprise.
Unfortunately, it's his middle finger, but that's a whole other issue.
Jeffrey. And Zoe's here. Cool. What's up, guys?
All right. So, let's play Gabrielle's intro. Can we go to video one, please? I always love them there. Video seven.
Okay, guys, we're going to play this intro so you can see what happened at Outbound, how she introduced Jeffrey.
Right after lunch, there's 1,000 people sitting in the room.
I was born ready.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. What?
Oh,
if you were to do a Google search on today's speaker, here are some of the key words you might use. Dad, grandfather, writer, sales expert, Hall of Fame speaker, pioneer of online training and e-learning, creative, branded, real world, edgy, entertaining, and one of a kind. He's the author of 12 best-selling books, including The Sales Bible, The Little Red Book of Selling, The Little Gold Book of Yes Attitude, Customer Loyalty is Priceless, and his latest book, The Sales Manifesto. Jeffrey's books have been on major bestseller lists more than 500 times. Jeffrey has delivered more than 2,500 seminars to audiences all around the world. And he is here today to help you sell more, serve memorably, and earn to your full potential.
And cut.
Jeffrey's books will be available after his talk today. I might not be able to go to college if you don't get at least 2 books, one for yourself and one for your best customer. Jeffrey says that's called the sympathy close. Please help me welcome my dad, the king of sales, Jeffrey Gittimer.
Oh my God.
So, all right.
the walk-on music was the Ramones. Blitzkrieg Bop.
Let's go.
Yeah, and it was it rocked. It totally rocked. The little kid rocked the audience.
She really did. But the reason we're sharing that with you is not to show you what you could be doing with your kids, because you could be doing that.
That's true.
But it's to show you that because we, and if you're just joining us, we were at Outbound last week, and that was the video that Jeffrey used to introduce Gabrielle introduce him on stage to 1,000 people at the sales conference. But the reason we're showing you this is because something really amazing happened after that video, besides Jeffrey's talk, of course, because his talk is always amazing. But Jeffrey, you got this note from
somebody came up to me and said, "How do you spell your daughter's name?" And I said, "Gabrielle." And he like does that. And then he goes, "Here," and he hands me this letter. And hold up letter. Okay, good.
Okay, it's a whole handwritten note. Dun, dun, dun. Oh.
Oh.
There we go. Look how cool is that. Jeffrey's going to read it to you.
"Gabrielle, your video was funny and very well done," underlined. "You are lucky to have such a great opportunity to start young and be taught by great parents, Rich and Audrey." And the guy just handed me the letter. And I got compliments all day long about how great the kid was, not about how great I was, but that's a whole other issue. I think that this kind of thing, when I frame this and give it to Gabrielle, will be a booster for her confidence, for her ability to pull it off with an audience of 1,000 people. I mean, it's just, think about a kid, think about your kid, think about other people's kids. What do they do to maintain that confidence level? And I think that this is an opportunity. For me, it was absolutely phenomenal. I just wanted her to do it for the hell of it because it would be fun. She's done it for me a bunch of times, but never in a video like this that was produced and really well done. She was in school anyway. But listen, here's the bottom line. This was remarkable. And it's something that happens at one of these conferences. Things happen at these conferences.
Yeah. And so Richard Fenton and Andrea Waltz, they wrote Go For No. And they're also sales speakers and trainers and whatever. Mm-hmm. And it made no difference to them. They didn't have to write something like that.
Exactly.
And so they did. And Gabrielle has no idea what kind of impact her video had. There were 1,000 people in that audience going crazy after that video. And she has no idea because she wasn't there. And obviously we can show her videos and that kind of thing. But a note like this is going to make it a defining moment for her for the rest of her life. And so I want to challenge you to think about what kind of defining moments you have. They might be from your childhood. They might be from your first years in selling. They may be from last week that you can think about that have really impacted your sales confidence so that you can use that sales confidence and selling confidence to keep building on it. And it's not just like one of those questions like, yeah, Jen, I have that. No, I want you to think about the exact moment because Gabrielle's going to look back at this letter that we're going to get framed.
Oh, yeah.
And remember this and her ability to perform on camera forever.
Just remember that these defining moments are when major people say yes to you. And so every time someone in New York City that you're trying to pitch says, "Get the fuck out of here," you just go into your briefcase and take out the letter, and you're going to be feeling fine. And
Exactly.
There's songs that go with that. There's all kinds of things that can help remind you of things. And I think as a salesperson, you tend to take defeat and not look for your victories.
Yeah.
And not think about your very, you know, what was that time when I really shined? What was that time when that guy called up and he couldn't wait to buy? He couldn't wait to say yes. Those are the things that you have to carry with you for a long, long time.
I teach a lot of entrepreneurs how to sell in my Cash Flow to CEO program. And a lot of them are really good at their craft, but not the greatest at selling and need more sales self-confidence. And so one of the things I recommend is take something like that or take a customer testimonial or something that is going to make you remember how great you are and compile it all in one presentation. And so now you have the presentation of you, of how great you are. And anytime before you're going into a sales call, just present to yourself.
It doesn't have to be a sales call. I'm going to throw something at you. I had a medical issue and I had to go to get some treatment for a couple of weeks. And my buddy Glenn Bill gave me his University of Attitude sweatshirt, which I wore every day. And it reminded me to keep my attitude rolling. Mm-hmm. So I'm issuing a public thank you to Glenn Bill. I want you, Glenn, you can, you know, show this to your wife. Well,
Alex,
and your kids.
Let's tag him right at this section.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think that I mean, for me personally, it was wonderful. I wore it every day. I actually had to have it washed once.
I thought it started to smell, but it was great.
I had to wash it, and it came back all sweet smelling.
It did. Yeah. They were great.
But thanks, Glenn. Totally thank you. Now, for you guys, we have a subtopic, a sub-main topic.
Yeah, we come prepared. Like, our production team gives us notes.
Hey, real quick, before we get to the sub-main topic.
Yes, Doug.
So you guys just got done speaking at Outbound.
Yeah.
Where else will you be speaking this year?
So we have four public events. Thank you, Doug, for that question. We have four public events coming up. We have Dallas-Fort Worth on August 26th, Columbus, Ohio on August 28th, St. Louis, Missouri at my alma mater, Wash U, September 24th, and then we're headed to Orlando, September 27th. The Jeffrey Gittimer Live with Jennifer Gluckow 2019 tour is on, and Alex is going to pop in a link in case you want to get your ticket right now. Because I have no idea where you need to go.
They're going fast.
It's amazing because I know these events are not right around the corner. And literally, they are going to sell out because we are selling multiple tickets a day, close to 10 to 20 tickets a day for each city. And there ain't that many seats. It's not a 1,000-person event. This is like a 200-person event. So watch out. If you want to go, make sure you go and bring your sales team.
Are we allowed to go to our sub-main topic now? Doug, please say okay. All right, good. So you see these events like my event or my agenda event or Outbound. Why should you go? You're going to take a whole day out of the field. Oh, my God. A whole day out of your cold calling life to get rejected to go to one of these things. That could be major. You could really lose out on a huge opportunity of more people telling you no. I think that you need to look at any kind of a training event or any kind of a learning event as something that will benefit you potentially forever. You may get your aha. You may meet the person you need to meet, either a customer or an associate or somebody who has a business idea. There are things that, like, everything happened at this event. I mean, there were so many people, so many things. We couldn't help but walk away with stuff that was amazing.
Yeah, and so, like, if you're going to get the sale, you're going to get it regardless. You're going to get it. Like, you're not going to not get it because you're at a conference that day. Okay. There's going to be breaks. You can step out. I met with someone who stopped by my booth that morning. Her name is Christy. She's like, I just closed a $200,000 deal. I'm like, you go, girl. And you know what? Part of that was from all of the energy that she got from being at that sales conference. And then someone else came over to the booth and he was like, look, like, I realized it's time for me to step up my game. I've been holding back. Here are the things I learned. And so I'm starting tomorrow. And the next day we were still at the conference. And I'm like, so how'd it go this morning? And he's like, I did everything I needed to do. Like, so if you're going to invest 3 or 4 hours of your day to attend a conference or a full day to attend a conference, you're going to get strategies and value from it that can last a lifetime. And that's not just one of those, like, cliche kind of terms. If you're investing in the right conference, it really will last you a lifetime. And so who wouldn't invest 3 or 4 hours a day to attend a conference that's going to further their career forever?
I want you to think about what you did at one point in your life that inspired you. You may think it's motivated, but inspired you to get to that next level.
Yeah.
I'd gone to a bunch of seminars when I was growing up in sales, 20s and 30s and a ton of them. And someone sent me the Dennis Waitley tapes on winning one day. And this is in 1977, I guess. And I'm driving to Chicago to get this big consulting contract that I was hoping to sell. Cool. And all on the way up, I listened to the entire series.
Wow.
And I get to Chicago. There was one tape left. I listened to it in the parking lot. I ran inside, blew by the gatekeeper, who I knew, blew by the president's secretary, which is what they called him then, who I knew, walked into this guy's office, and there were seven other people in the room. And I turned to him, excuse me for 1 second. And I turned to the CEO, who's a friend of mine, and I said, can you sign this so I can go to work? And he did.
Oh,
and
man.
What happened that day was so enlightening to me, because not so much the incident that happened, but I'm telling you, how it happened was everything.
Mm-hmm.
I educated myself, I inspired myself, and then I went out and did something that I probably wouldn't have had the balls to do any other time.
I love that. By the way, just as a side note, Lee Sauls is here. And Lee has been on our podcast. He was amazing. And we got to hang out with him at the conference too, which, hey, Lee, what's up?
Yeah.
Lee gave an incredible talk, and Jeffrey was on the floor in his talk, literally sitting on the floor during his talk.
Yeah, he was asking where I was. I go, like, I'm down here. I know what you look like. I wanted to hear you.
But the thing about conferences is it's not just about the notes that you're going to take or the strategies that you're going to use and learn. It's about the people you're going to meet and the networking opportunities that you're going to have. And hell, your next boss could be in that room. Your next employee can be in that room. You never know who you're going to meet that could change your life forever just by going to a conference where you share a passion or a specific topic together that you both have in common.
You also have to keep your antennas up at all times, because the people that you're going to meet are people that you never know who the hell they are.
That's right. That's right.
And you want to ask questions immediately and stop telling what you do. They don't care what you do. If you talk about Dale Carnegie, if you talk about other people, they'll talk to you for hours.
Now, there's one thing I have a little pet peeve about, which is there are a lot of people, I hope not you, that go to conferences, not just Outbound, but any conference under the planet. They take pages full of notes and they're so proud of like how many pages they have of notes. And then all of the sudden they get home and they get back into the same routines that were going on before the conference.
Yeah.
So now you've just taken out a day of your time. You've invested all this time, money, whatever. You've taken really great notes.
Millions of dollars have been invested by you in these conferences, and you don't do jack shit with your notes.
Yeah, like what is it? How does it help you if it's just on that paper? Go and implement, okay? So any conference you go to, right? This is what I do. I went to a business conference a couple of weeks ago because even we invest in ourselves. And I went to my coaching group, which was in California, and after any main strategy that I learned or that I wanted to implement, I literally write the word action with a colon, and that's my action. Then I record my notes, including my actions, into my phone. And just like I would listen to a podcast, or you could listen to a podcast or an audiobook or whatever, listen to your notes, play them back to you, hear them on your drive into work, and keep those actions top of mind.
That is correct, Jennifer. You record your notes as part of your everyday thing, and then you review them. Make your first podcast out of notes from seminars.
Hell yeah.
And that way, and speaking of podcasts, we're thinking about...
Oh yeah, we're having a podcast course. It's coming up. If you're interested in attending our two-day course here at the Gittimer HQ, make sure you write podcast in the comments here so we can get back to you about that. I believe it's going to be in June. It's going to be over a weekend, and it's going to be very exclusive because we only teach the best of the best.
So, is there etiquette at these conferences?
You know, there is. I mean, you don't like just stand up in the middle of someone else's talk and be like, I know something better. Or like,
that's what I want to do.
I know, but you don't.
No,
you
don't.
I was thinking of you for that one. There is etiquette. You do go and meet people. You don't be like antisocial. You you eat and you still make friends. You talk to everybody. I don't know. What kind of etiquette were you thinking about?
Well, I think it's how you meet people. You know, everyone who's listening has received a send-out card. Well, the CEO of the founder of the company was at Outbound, and I just was happy to see the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he knew me. I knew him. And we chatted in a way that was very respectful, because you never know what the other guy's background is. You don't want to go too far, even though I'm Philly, New York. I don't want to do it in a way that's offensive in a first...
I've never seen you hold...
Oh, my God.
I've really never seen you hold back.
I wanted to make sure that, you know, he's wearing a coat and tie.
Yeah, he was very fancy.
So I'm just going with that.
But, you know, Larry is etiquette. You got to chew with your mouth closed and be like a polite person.
And if you've ever taken a course in networking, which I think Jen has one, that's the time to use it. Because this is a time when you're with your peers. This is a time when you're with other people that can impact your life. And this is a time where you have to have the best impression you've ever had before.
And so why are we giving you all this information? Because, like, the conference is over. Well, you may go another conference one day, and you're going to want to tune back to this episode and listen to it and re-listen to it prior to your next conference event. And it may be something that you're going to for your MLM. It may be something that you're going to for your business. Whatever conference it may be, re-listen to this so you can leave with the proper strategies.
And with that, we are going to fly, but we're going to talk to you about what's coming up this week.
On Tuesday, we have Chris Risa,
who we met at Outbound.
Yes, we did. And he's going to explain how to get to the C-suite. He is C-suite, and he's going to tell you how to get to someone like him.
And he's a cool guy, by the way.
Yeah, he is. Plus, he's going to tell you why he believes that Amazon is not your biggest challenge.
Whoa.
So give me a thumbs up if you're going to listen to that episode. Hey, Brian, what's up? Yeah, it was an amazing episode. On Wednesday, we have a Seller Die Extra.
Oh, really?
Extra. And you were on, Jeffrey, you were on the 5-Minute Success podcast with Karen Briscoe.
And it was so good.
Oh, yeah. It's about how to get your pipeline loaded. I love that.
I agree. And on Thursday, we're going to have Sean Finder, who was actually pretty doggone good.
Yeah.
He's the auto close guy.
Yep.
And you're going to find that there's a way that you can sort of automatically close a sale.
Yeah, and he tells you how to get 28 to 30 more appointments a week. So who wouldn't want to know that?
Exactly, especially good ones.
Yeah.
And then we have Nada on Friday.
Yeah, Nada compiles the best of from every episode, puts them into one small piece. There he is. Oh, look, there's both of them, Doug and Steve. And you can see the back of Steve's hat.
Yeah, there it
goes. I love that. I love that.
That's why he wears his hat backwards, so you could see it.
You guys, this podcast is now like not just me and Jeffrey. It's a six-person production, okay? There's me and there's Jeffrey and I, talent, obviously. Then there's Steve behind the cameras. We've got Doug and Nada in the studio. We've got Alex on social media. So there's a lot going on right now, okay, that you
this
don't
is
all
unbelievable.
See
behind
this is the a scenes.
Huge production. And that's P-E-R-D-U-C-T-O-N, production.
Is that like the sibling thing?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. All right, so guys, I hope you have an amazing week. Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm reminding you, it's Monday, and every day of the week to get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off.